Thank you. I represent the Save the Chief, the Save the Chief organization, and copies of my statement are here on the edge of the platform should somebody want one. A little over a year ago, I had the privilege to address the Board of Trustees on this issue. A copy of my presentation is attached to this handout. At that time, we presented over 1,500 petitions from more than 200 Illinois cities and more than 30 states supporting the retention of the chief. I do not desire to use my time to repeat that information. The heat of battle tends to bring out the worst in us. In this confrontation, the anti-chiefs have not hesitated to pervert university functions to their advantage, regardless of the consequences to the university. Except for an accreditation visit last fall by the North Central Accreditation Association, which was totally perverted by the anti-chiefs, we would not be here today. We would not be here today. I feel compelled to share with you the facts about that incredulous North Central accreditation process. Had their report limited itself to the quality of education at this university, which was their charge, this hearing would not be held. Facts about the NCA visit illustrates how we can be sidetracked in our quest for high-quality education by divisive actions of special interest minority groups. There is strong evidence that the NCA visit was focused, lobbied, before and during their visit by the anti-chief group. They clearly placed their agenda above educational quality at this university. The NCA accreditation group of 12 members visited university for 3 days in the fall of 1999 with the goal of assessing the quality of our educational programs. Accrediting agencies must follow nationally established criteria. A copy is attached. The criteria requires evaluation of specific educational sectors, curricula, faculty, facilities, support services, etc. The anti-chief group used a criteria clause referred to as third-party concerns to flood the visiting team with more than 100 letters of concern. This was obviously a well-planned, well-directed, focused effort. The NCA report, in the report, it is stated, no letters in support of the chief were received, and no letters on any other topic were received. Hundreds of pro-chief documents existed, but were not asked for by NCA prior to the visit. Further in their report, they state the team agrees that a school mascot, per se, is not an accreditation issue, but it does feel that educational consequences of the policy tied to NCA criteria are within the purview of the accreditation review. This visitation team was so unprofessional as to not recognize they were being lobbied and used by a special interest group. In my opinion, NCA also went beyond the professional and ethical bounds of the criteria. During the visit, the NCA team became so focused on the chief issue that they canceled scheduled meetings designed to review the quality of the UI education so that they could spend time instead reviewing the chief issue. Specifically, they canceled a session with Director Thurston, College of Education, which related to information technology and instructional computing, and another session with a Weston Hall Exploration Living Learning Community Project to attend their own impromptu chief sessions. Further, they also requested cancellation of a meeting with Robert Rich, chair of our Senate Council. The meeting topic was to be about invest in the people, our faculty. That was the topic to be discussed with Robert Rich. Professor Rich is our academic faculty leader, selected by his peers. But NCA visitors wanted to spend more time with the chief instead of meeting with him. Only through the insistence of Robert Rich was a meeting held, and a single NCA team member attended that session. I view this as an insult and blatant disregard for our Senate and the faculty of this institution. The chief was more important to the NCA than information technology, instructional computing, the faculty, or the Senate. That is fact. The NCA accreditation team became so focused, so intent on investigating a bogus educational quality issue, that it in fact endangered the public perception of the quality of education at this university. I believe the NCAA action to be overtly unprofessional, misdirected, and that there should be a State of Illinois investigation to ensure that other institutions of higher learning in Illinois are not subjected to such unprofessional evaluations, which might involve student dances, cheerleaders, student newspapers. Further, I believe they acted in conflict with the national criteria guidelines. This outrage was caused by the lobbying tactics of the anti-chief group. Put simply, NCAA was used by the anti-chiefs. The anti-chiefs previously have called for carte blanche administrative resignations in this case and have not hesitated to interfere with the university accreditation process to advance their personal agendas. That does not illustrate concern for the university. Whether for or against the chief, the Board of Trustees needs to take a firm stand and not vacillate on this issue. Once that stand is taken, it should not vary short of state or federal legislation or duly executed court decisions. I firmly believe the chief is an honorable symbol that brings respect and honor to the university and to the heritage of the Illinois tribe, which otherwise will soon be forgotten. I and hundreds of others are disturbed by the McCarthy-type actions of a small group that infers we are racist and uses tactics that place their personal goals above those of the university. The majority of students and faculty and public interested in this university are in favor of the present stance taken by the board to maintain the chief. I urge them to listen to the masses and to continue their present support for the chief. Thank you.